Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old anxiety for old anxiety, my dear?
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam, the faggot, and hey, guess what? It's New Year's Eve. Hopefully, you're all having a good time out partying and whatnot, being safe, making wise choices. Well, never mind. You faggots probably aren't going to be making wise choices. You're probably out behind a dumpster, are going to be later tonight doing unseemly things for men. So, and I'm saying that as somebody that's sucked off guys behind a dumpster. So there you go. But not on New Year's Eve. I usually don't go out on New Year's Eve. I actually, when I say usually, that's probably incorrect. I never go out on New Year's Eve. My whole life, I've avoided New Year's Eve parties and things like that. First of all, I prefer to be the one drunk driving on the road. You know, when other people are drunk driving, I don't trust it. But me, when I'm drunk driving, I'm perfectly fine. And so that's one reason. The other reason is I just don't like people telling me when to party. You know, I believe parties and good times or whatever should be spontaneous. You know, I just like to, if I get in the mood to go party, I just call up some friends and I say, let's go, we're going out, you know, day drinking or whatever. Traditionally on New Year's Eve for me, I'm usually doing something creative, experimenting with something, whatever. And today has been no exception. I kind of like that, but whatever. But hopefully you're out having fun, and, you know, getting drunk and eating oysters and fucking until the sun comes up and ringing in the new year correctly. Obviously, this is a day that we all look to a new year. It's kind of a stupid tradition, in my opinion. One day into the next doesn't change a fucking thing about anybody's life. Although I think collectively we've all had two really bad years. 2020 and 2021 have both been pretty awful years for most people in the world, thanks to COVID and in America and some other parts of the world, horrific political crimes that are basically tearing apart the fabric of those societies. And honestly, like, some of those things still fill me with a lot of dread, you know. Right now in America, where I'm broadcasting from, we're once again being ravaged by the Omicron virus and the variant, I should say, and the hospitalizations are up, way up again, and lots of things are being canceled again because of this outbreak. And, you know, sometimes it just wears on you, you know, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better, you know. I wish people would just get vaccinated and we could all be done with it. But in America, you know, we have 40 to 60% of the population refuses to get vaccinated. So, you know, what are you going to do with stupidity on that level? I don't know. But, and, you know, politically speaking, 2022 is shaping up to be a really, really bad year in America. And, I mean, really bad. We might be seeing a civil war in the next 2 years. I don't think it's going to, maybe it won't happen next year, but it's coming. And 2022 is going to set the table for some of that, I think. So it's going to be a really tough year, you know, for on multiple fronts. And I am very concerned about that, you know. I've never hidden any of my political views. What Trump and the Republican Party has done to America is unconscionable and wildly destructive, and it could be the end of America, you know, at least as a democratic society, you know. So it's, there are some fears. I move into 2022 after two terrible years, okay? The last 2 years were terrible. I move into 2022 with, you know, I guess I'm cautiously optimistic. Generally speaking, I'm an optimist, okay? And and for me personally, I'm about to embark on some situations, new situations in my life that are going to be very lucrative and very promising. So there's a possibility that my life is going to be quite a bit different at the end of 2022. So for me personally, you know, that's on the table. But, you know, I worry about the world, you know, so me and my bleeding heart, you know. Anyway, on that kind of note of change or, you know, looking to the future, like I said, people have these notions of they're going to have a New Year's resolution. I'm going to be a new me next year, right? And they make these resolutions to lose weight or, you know, give up chocolate or whatever the fuck they come up with, you know. You know, a lot of times it leads to failure, right? You know, people say, I'm going to lose weight. They don't lose the weight. You know, I'm going to start this gym membership next year, you know. Like, why not just do it now? You're fat right now. You're out of shape right now. Why does it take a new year for that to happen, you know? So it's just, it's kind of ridiculous to me. But to that end, it's weird that this happened, actually, because this was going to be the topic of tonight's podcast. But Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 released a video earlier today that touched on this. And his message was interesting and pointed. So I'm going to play that audio right now, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards, okay? So here's what Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 had to say about this.
What's up, Twitter? Happy New Year's Eve. You know what everybody says before the new year? New year, new me. It's a cliche, it's a joke, whatever. I'm here to tell you, new year, same you. You're not fucking changing. You're going to be the exact same person next year. Addicted to scrolling Twitter, stroking to pics and vids, sending cash, sneaking away at work to check your phone. You're not going to fucking change. In fact, it's going to ramp up. It's going to get even more intense. Your addiction will become more extreme next year. That's right. Finally, some brutal honesty. New year, same you. Embrace it. Submit to it. There's no running. Accept it. It's going to be a great fucking year. But don't fight what you are. Don't fight nature. New year, same you. Embrace it. Happy New Year, guys.
Okay, so, you know, the topic of what he had to say was that his message was to his faggots, okay? And he has got a large following of faggots now. You know, he's at 25,000 and growing. So there's a lot of faggots that this message went out to. And his message is pretty clear. New year, same you. Okay. His point being that you've always been a faggot. You'll always be a faggot. And there's no changing it. There's no escaping it. And he's exactly right. I mean, that is the truth, you know. No matter how far you try to run away from it, you can't resolution this away. It's not going away, okay? You can't wish it away. You can't hide from it. You can't get married to a female and make it go away. It's not ever going away, okay? And I would say the same thing about alphas, okay? There are alphas out there that are in denial about what they are and their purpose, and are in denial about utilizing faggots as part of that process of grasping their alphahood. And it's inescapable because the two forces are polar opposites, and as we know from magnetism, they're magnetically attracted to each other. You know, they need each other. They feed off of each other in a very specific way. And so, so Master Aesthetic, Alpha Aesthetic 8 is correct about that, about being the same you, you know, that you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're still going to be a faggot, okay? And I'm going to still be a faggot. But I would say this, okay? What really should happen is that it should be new year, new you. And if you make a resolution, it should be that. And I don't mean changing your stripes and escaping faghood or alphahood. What I mean is, make it your resolution to fulfill your purpose. Because there are a lot of faggots, especially faggots, who are not fulfilling their purpose. They're deluding themselves into thinking that if they just keep hiding behind a computer screen, flirting with an alpha and then running away, that they're safe or that they're going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. One of these days, you're going to wake up and be an old man, an old faggot, and you're going to feel empty inside because you never experienced the fullness of what you could be. And you do not want that. There are many, many regrets in my life. But one thing that I've never regretted was I guess it wasn't much of a choice because it was kind of thrust on me, literally thrusted on me, you know, at the age of 17. But of what I was, okay? And so I just embraced it, and I never looked back, and so I don't live in regrets about things like that in regards to my faghood, which is, you know, look, our hierarchical purpose that nature assigned us from birth, that's innate. It's as personal as it gets. Okay. It's the very core of your being. Okay. And so you need to fulfill those things that are deep in your core of your person. And if you're not fulfilling that right now, you need to start thinking about what you can do to be braver, to show courage, to show resolve, and show humility, and show a real desire to serve men, okay? That has to happen. As a faggot, you're not going to be happy or feel complete until you do that. And so this coming year should really be that. If you're going to make a resolution, and again, I don't like resolutions, but if you're going to do it, make it be that, you know. Be resolved to put away fear and put away excuses and just step off the ledge and find out what can happen. You don't know what's on the other side of this until you try. Okay? Now, I'm talking as somebody who's on the other side, beckoning you to come, you know. The website and everything that I've done, it's all a call from the other side of that door, begging you to come through, you know, because I know where it leads. It leads to possibilities in your life. It leads to fulfillment in your life. Sitting around masturbating alone to things you see on the internet or alphas that you're fucking around with online or whatever you're doing, it's not going anywhere. So to all my fag brothers out there, I just really want you to just step off the ledge and find out what happens, you know. You might fail. You might fail multiple times, okay? But it's worth it when you find a man to own you, you know, a man who can give you purpose. They're out there. So that would be my message, I think. That's my New Year's message to everybody out there in hierarchy land, okay? To make this new year a new you. Now, I mean, I've got examples from this past year, you know, of people who did step up. In fact, Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 is one of those guys. He is an alpha. He was nervous and a little frightened about getting involved in FinDom and getting involved in, you know, the ownership of faggots. It caused him to leave the scene and leave and stop talking to faggots for a long time. But he came back this year with a renewed sense of purpose, and he said, "I want to be a better alpha. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to be there for my faggots. I want to own them." And with that renewed purpose, it blossomed into this amazing situation now where he's got a really loyal stable of faggots that serve him. And it's rewarding to him in a way that he never expected it, you know. And there are a couple of other examples of alphas who have done that very thing this year. And I've been front and center watching it happen and experiencing it with them. And it's amazing, you know, when you step off the ledge and find out what is possible, you know, it's just such a relief because you've found your place, you know. There have been multiple situations, like with Michael the faggot. The faggots in Canada, you know, Master Kyler taking ownership of faggots this year, totally unknown to him, you know, and he took ownership of two faggots and it changed his life, you know. So what I'm getting at is the hierarchical fulfillment is right there. You just have to try. Okay. So that's my New Year's wish for everybody out there. And hopefully we can all keep growing together, you know. So anyway, I hope you get home safe and start the new year off right with a hangover. And I will talk to you in 2022, okay? Thanks a lot for a great year. And I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.